Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. A vaccine is seen as the world's best bet for taming a virus that has infected more than 48 million people and has also led to more than 1.2 million deaths, roiled economies and disrupted billions of lives since it was first identified in China back in December 2019. Australia is beefing up its prospective arsenal against the pandemic to 135 million doses of various vaccine candidates. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said, "We aren't putting all our eggs in one basket." Moving on, in India's boiling summers, temperatures can easily rise to 50 degrees centigrade. Nearly all vaccines, however, need to be transported and distributed between 2 and 8 degrees, what comprises the so-called cold chain, and most of the COVID-19 vaccines under development, according to the WHO, will need to be refrigerated at temperatures well below 0 degrees centigrade, the freezing point of water. Imagine a COVID-19 vaccine then that is heat tolerant and can be transported to even remote towns and villages for tens of millions of jabs without depending on the cold chain. A group of Indian scientists are working on such a vaccine. The warm or heat stable vaccine, they claim, can be stored at 100 degrees centigrade for 90 minutes and 70 degrees for about 16 hours and 37 degrees for more than a month and more. Raghavan Vardarajan, a biophysicist and a professor at the Indian Institute of Science, and his team have tested this vaccine on animals. "We got good results," Professor Vardarajan told the news media. Now they are waiting for funding to begin the safety and toxicity tests on humans. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. Maharashtra, the worst affected state in the country by COVID-19, has reported 5,246 new cases of the novel COVID-19 as of November 5th, pushing the tally to over 17 lakh. Maharashtra's COVID-19 tally remains the highest among Indian states and union territories. The number of active COVID-19 disease cases in Mumbai on Thursday, however, have dropped to its lowest in the past 5 months to 16,000. And that's because of an increase in recovery of patients suffering from the infection. Active cases are the number of COVID-19 patients at a given point in time, and that's including those undergoing the treatment in hospitals and others under home quarantine. Earlier, the lowest number of active COVID-19 cases in Mumbai were recorded in the third week of May. India's tally of cases of COVID-19 disease on Friday, that's today, have crossed 8.4 million, and that's after 47,638 new infections were reported in the last 24 hours. Earlier on Thursday, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal reviewed the capital's COVID-19 situation, also attributing the rise in Delhi's COVID-19 cases to festival season and to pollution. Now, Kejriwal has announced a ban on firecrackers in the city. A man arrested in a drug case has fled from a city hospital where he was admitted after testing positive for COVID-19, and that's what a police official has said. The Azad Maidan police have registered an FIR against the patient after he fled from the South Mumbai-based hospital on Thursday. According to the official, the man was arrested by the Baikola police under the Narcotics, Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act last month. The 25-year-old was admitted to the state-run Gokul Das Tejpal Hospital after he tested positive for the disease. The Chhattisgarh government has now initiated the process of creating a database of health workers from state-run and private health facilities for vaccination once an antidote for COVID-19 is available. The exercise has been started following the center's directive to states to constitute committees for coordination and overseeing COVID-19 vaccination drive. A state task force committee has been constituted for inter-department coordination for the COVID-19 vaccination drive. 84 schools in 5 blocks of Uttarakhand's Pauri district of Garhwal division have been closed for 5 days after 80 teachers tested positive for COVID-19. The Uttarakhand government has allowed the reopening of schools in the state for class 10 and 12 students from November 2nd in line with the Home Ministry's guidelines. 84 schools in 5 blocks of Uttarakhand's Pauri district of Garhwal division have been closed for 5 days after 80 teachers tested positive for COVID-19. The Uttarakhand government has allowed the reopening of schools in the state for class 10 and 12 students from November 2nd in line with the Home Ministry guidelines. Uttar Pradesh Police has begun training its personnel now on how to deal with COVID-19 infected criminals, as 500 policemen have tested positive for the disease while 7 have died so far in the state. Police personnel have been instructed that if they apprehend any criminal or a suspect or ask someone to stop for a search, they should assume that they may be a COVID-19 patient. Assam has registered no COVID-19 deaths for the second consecutive day in nearly 4 months, while 313 new positive cases took the tally to over 2 lakh. Altogether, 761 patients also have recovered from the disease, taking the total number of cured people to over 2 lakh. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. The US has recorded more cases than any other country within last 24 hours. And 1,20,000 infections were confirmed on Thursday, that's November 5th, according to Johns Hopkins University. The country also registered over 1,000 deaths for the fourth time this week, with 1,200 deaths reported just in the past 24 hours. The previous record for cases also held by the US was 1,02,000 the day before. With virus numbers rising locally and nationally, the holiday travel season looming, the national capital is now revamping its COVID-19 travel restrictions. Starting next week, visitors coming to Washington, D.C. from a state classified as high risk will be required to take a COVID-19 test and receive a negative result within 72 hours before traveling. They will also be asked to take another test locally if they plan on staying here for more than 3 days. Beijing on Thursday also banned foreign arrivals from France and a host of other countries, the latest in a growing number of entry bans as China closes itself off from a world still battling from coronavirus pandemic. COVID-19 first emerged in central China late last year, but Beijing has largely brought its outbreak under control through tight travel restrictions and stringent health measures for anyone entering the country. In March, as the virus ripped across the world, China shut its borders to all foreign nationals, although it had gradually eased the restrictions in recent months. But in a sharp U-turn, Chinese embassies in the countries, including Britain, Belgium, India and Philippines, said that this week Beijing had decided to temporarily suspend entries by non-Chinese nationals. Denmark, one of the largest fur producers in the world, plans to now kill every mink in the country to contain the COVID-19 mutation that had begun spreading back to humans. Although the virus mutates constantly, this variation prompted particular concern, according to scientists at Denmark's Statens Serum Institute, because 12 of the people infected showed less ability to produce antibodies, which could reduce the potential effectiveness of a vaccine. Greece has ordered a nationwide lockdown for 3 weeks on Thursday, its second this year, to help contain the resurgence of COVID-19 after a sharp increase in infections was seen this week. Russia has reported a record high of 20,582 new COVID-19 cases on Friday, including 6,253 infections in Moscow, bringing the national tally to over 17.3 lakh. Authorities have also reported 378 COVID-19 related deaths in the last 24 hours, thus pushing the official death toll to 29,887. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for joining in.